For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Alrighty, literally and figuratively, it is a Good Friday, right?
It is.
You like that?
Unless you're stuck at work. Like
yeah,
us.
Well, you know, maybe. It's still a Good Friday to be alive. It's a Good Friday to those who celebrate Good Friday. Easter weekend. And for guys like me. While Metal Chris gets excited about acid breath.
Bath. It's bath.
Acid bath?
Like, you know, a bathtub full of acid, you know?
Like you should take a bath in acid. While acid breath is coming back to Baltimore, and that's what gets him going, you guys know what this weekend is all about. It is the Super Bowl of sports entertainment. The Stanley Cup playoffs begin this weekend.
Isn't the Super Bowl the Super Bowl?
Nope. The Super Bowl of sports entertainment, baby, is WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
Snap into a Slim Jim. WrestleMania weekend, baby. Do you know what I'm going to be doing all this weekend?
Watching reruns of old ones where like Hogan body slams Andre the Giant.
See, this is the great thing. You don't need to watch reruns. You got tonight, Friday night SmackDown at 8 o'clock on USA Network. Then at like 1 in the morning, if I can stay awake that long, maybe I'll take a nap in between, they had the WWE Hall of Fame ceremony.
Oh, it's DVR that, right?
Well, sure. It's on, I think it's on Peacock, but I'm not 100% sure on that. I got to figure that out. And then tomorrow night and Sunday night, you have 4 hours each night at least, and that's just the wrestling and the show, not the pregame, of WrestleMania 41 from Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, 60,000 plus each night. And then on Monday night, and this is going to be a little bit of an issue. I got the Caps and the Canadians that I'll be at. But then you have the biggest Monday Night Raw of the year, where a lot of surprises get revealed and returns and all sorts of juicy nuggets. Can't wait. Cannot wait. It's WrestleMania weekend, baby. For those of us that live in that world, and it's not for everybody. I don't love everything, as you all know. Like, I couldn't wait for the college basketball tournament and the Masters to get over with and to get off my calendar. I couldn't wait. Just like I can't wait for WrestleMania. But I don't have interest in everything, so I understand. Like, I don't watch UFC. But I love wrestling. I love WrestleMania. And I can't wait. Now, there's all sorts of other stuff going on tonight, this weekend, what have you. NBA final play-in games, then the NBA playoffs start. Stanley Cup playoffs, as we mentioned, start but not here until Monday night. There's even a series starting after that, Florida-Tampa Bay, on Tuesday night. Caps, games 1 and 2, Monday and Wednesday at Capital One Arena. Then the NFL draft is, of course, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next weekend. You got the Nats in Denver. You got all sorts of stuff going on. All sorts of stuff going on. Now, coming up on the show today, we are going to have a lengthy, by radio standards, but a good conversation with my friend from World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, in Las Vegas at WrestleMania, Byron Saxton. Byron Saxton is a Burke, Virginia native, and Byron Saxton is a huge Commanders fan. And he had a little surprise for me when we spoke this morning so that I could accommodate his busy schedule, and he accommodated me and was so kind as always. You will hear that interview in its entirety at 3 o'clock. So if you're a WWE fan, you know Byron Saxton, again, not only a Burke, Virginia native, not only a Commanders fan, Florida Gators as well, alum, but also a WWE broadcast talent and was once stone cold stunned in the middle of the ring at WrestleMania by Stone Cold Steve Austin, who makes his return tonight. He'll be part of the Hall of Fame induction ceremony late tonight. I think 1 a.m. I think it's 1 a.m. But you get the point. And I'm sure he'll be making an appearance at WrestleMania over Saturday and or Sunday. Maybe both. Who knows? So Byron Saxton will join us. We will talk more than just WrestleMania. We will talk about how excited, how giddy he is for Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders and for his beloved Florida Gators. So we will talk about all of that and a bag of chips coming up at 3 o'clock on this Friday afternoon. Until then, we have plenty of time for you at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. There isn't one overtly, I guess is the right way to say it, obvious way to lead. I just wanted to clean up something from yesterday's show because I got a lot of comments on it as usual, because the only thing that you guys care about on Twitter is busting my chops. That's the only thing you care about.
That's kind of what Twitter's for.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. So there is always a lot of conjecture when it comes to the Redskins' name and the Commanders' name. And yesterday on the show, I was in the process of saluting Josh Harris for putting up, you know, what will eventually amount roughly to about $9 billion worth of his group's money to buy the team, to rescue the team from Dan Snyder, to give it back to its fan base after being robbed for so long, highway robbery. And then the reported $2.5 billion that he's reportedly going to invest, reportedly, in a new stadium project. In addition to the capital improvements that he's made at Northwest Stadium and at the practice facility in Ashburn and in general, it's inching close to, once everything goes official, if it goes official, to about $9 billion, right? And I said, look, I said, why is returning to RFK so important to him? And why has that been a mission of his ownership group, of his tenure? And it was obvious to me that, yes, he grew up at RFK. Yes, it was very sentimental for lots of reasons. For him, for Mark Eyne, for Mitchell Wells, for others, and for you. And I said, look, he made the decision, and make no mistake about it, he made the decision not to blow up the name Commanders and never mind go back to Redskins. That was never going to happen again. But in a silly manner, change the name from Commanders just because a bunch of you don't like the name for whatever ridiculous reason you have.
The last name, Dan Snyder.
It really wasn't. But Dan Snyder didn't stand in the way. It wasn't even Dan Snyder's choice, but it happened under his ownership tenure.
If he had a choice, he wouldn't have done it. I mean, that's the thing. Right. We all know that.
Well, he originally wanted Warriors. I don't know how his thought process changed towards the end, but he originally wanted Warriors and had to be talked out of that.
Steph Curry causing a dynasty in the Bay Area might have had impact on that. You know, if the Warriors were still just a middling team and nobody cared.
Yeah, maybe. But either way, people hate the name Commanders or dislike the name Commanders or will not buy any merchandise or whatever. And people that I love and respect and like. I don't understand, but I love and respect and I like. And they are regular participants to this show. And with all due respect to Kevin Sheehan, he's amongst the same. I completely disagree with him, but Kevin is Kevin. You are you. You can do whatever you want. Doesn't mean I have to like it. Doesn't mean I have to agree with it. Doesn't mean you have to like my stance. Doesn't mean you have to agree with my stance. That being said, I brought up the name game yesterday and saying, hey, man, Josh made a conscious decision to not change the name from Commanders again. He had nothing to do with changing it from Redskins. He had nothing to do changing it from Washington Football Team to Commanders. He had everything to do, has everything to do, with finding the home of the future. That's on his watch. Because they were so incompetent, Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen, that fell to Josh Harris and his ownership group with almost no progress being made. This is Josh Harris's part of Josh Harris's defining legacy, the forever home. And the way it looks right now, moving the Washington Commanders back home to RFK. But he did have an opportunity to change the name from Commanders to make a bunch of you happy. For the wrong reasons, but to make a bunch of you happy. He could have easily done that. It was reported that he was going to do it. It was speculated heavily that it was really important to him and that it was going to happen and it was just a matter of time. And since all that, which was nonsense in my opinion, he has come out definitively and said, it's not changing. So he had one last opportunity besides changing around the culture of the organization, changing the product on the field, hiring the right people, finding the right recipe to actually, I don't know, you know, win on the field. He had one last opportunity, and that was to go home. And while it's far from official, it looks like that's where they're heading. And so the name came up. And I said, you know, Josh probably looks at it as, that wasn't my thing. That wasn't my decision. I could have changed from Commanders, but there's all sorts of problems with that, right? As we've discussed constantly. I said, the one thing he can control, though, is returning the team to its historical home. It's obviously not RFK Stadium. It's going to be a stadium with a lot of bells and whistles. But it's on the RFK site. It's at that location. We all know the significance of what that means. But the name and what Josh couldn't do or wouldn't do or decided not to do came up. So our staff at Odyssey, led by the great Lou DiPietro, put up a story with the audio of us talking about this particular situation. And man alive, did I get just bludgeoned when I quote tweeted the story.
Are they even considered tweets anymore now? It's not called that.
And I know. I mean, it's still Twitter. So I said to, again, this was put on the Team 980 Twitter. The RFK news also brought at WrestleMania 621 back around to the name change to Commanders. Is no movement on that a loss for Josh Harris? Question mark. With the link to the audio and whatnot. I didn't really ask the question that way. That's just kind of how they presented it, which is fine. They present it however they want. I tagged it. I said, inevitably, it always comes up, and I've never and will never change my stance. I said, hashtag Redskins is worth fighting for, or was worth fighting for. Hashtag Commanders is not. It's fine. And man alive, did I just get bludgeoned. Here's a sample of what I got from Colin. Hey, Chris, have you ever been to the National Museum of the American Indian? It's really well done. Great cafe. Okay. Weldon, we winning football games. We got our stadium. Not yet. The important stuff is taken care of. Oh, okay, we'll see. Return to RFK. Rooster, as a father of a man with special needs, I think you'd have a more sympathetic point of view for human civil rights quagmire, native-themed mascots present, but I won't hold that against you. Then there was somebody beating a dead horse. Then there was some loser that called me a loser and said, you're honestly such a loser. That was Commander Canada. Well, sir, I think your name says it all. Then somebody put up a meme. Why are you talking? Then somebody said, please stop trolling. Josh Harris is not risking a stadium deal on a team name, with a meme from Let It Go. What was that movie? I forget.
Frozen.
Chosen.
I got two little girls. Let me know.
Frozen. Not Chosen. Frozen.
Chosen is a very different movie.
Exactly. Then somebody said Dan Snyder's team name blows. Hope they leave that behind. ASAP. There was one more that I can't find right now in all the responses, but you get the point. People are so mad still about this, and I can't figure it out. I just can't, for the life of me, figure out why a team nickname still creates so much anger. A brand. Why it creates so much anger. I still can't figure it out all these years later. Like, again, I get Redskins was the historical name. It was not meant in any way, shape, or form as a derogatory term, as an insult, as an epithet, as a bad word. It was a football team's name from the mid-1930s.
Yeah, I mean, Stadium's a little different in the 30s, though. You got to admit that.
Yes. But what I always fight against is those that hate the name Commanders, think it's the worst name on earth, and just cannot get past it and cannot even mention it, never mind buy it, the product, or support it, or just wrap their arms around and say, all right, the battle was lost with Commanders in 2020. It doesn't matter. Would you like the team better if it was the Washington Armada or the Washington Scorpions?
I kind of like Scorpions.
Why did that not surprise me?
I'm guessing the Washington Angels of Death is off the table.
Probably, Chris.
That would be except super in, metal. That would be like the most metal sports team.
Except in your mind. How about the Washington Acid Breaths?
Acid Bath.
Whatever. Anyway, I still can't figure it out. And I just laughed at all these comments. I don't even know if I should respond to any of them because people get so mad when you say Commanders is fine. Leave it alone. Don't bother. Don't even worry about it. Don't lose any sleep over it. It's okay. It's good. It's fine. It's filler. It is. It's just a name. It's just a brand name. Like when Dunkin' Donuts went to Dunkin', do you think I cared 1 ounce? Not at all. And that's my favorite brand. And I'm not a big brand name guy. But if there was one, that's it. I cared zero rat's asses when Dunkin' Donuts went to Dunkin'. Could not care any less. So I don't understand why you guys care as much as you do. You want to help me out on that? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All of a sudden, Chris is happier than a pig in poop. You should just see his face. You'd be able to see his face if we were on video, but we're not.
Love me some Iron Maiden.
At some point, we will be. But not now. At some point. Anyway, probably good for you guys. So, we opened up the show, obviously, in a weird way, right? I'm just, again, continuously amazed at A, people that read headlines and make strong accusations without even, like, thinking about anything or listening. Or maybe it was just a point of comparison. It was not. It was not in any way, shape, or form a main crux of the show. But the name of the team is the most divisive issue, period, in Washington, D.C. sports and in the annals of the team's history, both good and bad, right? Now that we don't have Dan Snyder to kick around, people need something to bitch and kvetch about. It was just a point of comparison made to say, hey, good job, Josh Harris, for putting in a lot of your own money, your ownership group, a lot of your own money to get this done, which is important because you chose not to, for whatever reason you have, and I get them, I completely understand why. You chose not to change a name that most of your customers don't like. They don't have any real good reasons. They don't have any stake in it. They don't have to pay any of the changeover.
Yeah, it costs a lot of money to change a name,
too. Of course it does.
You got to have focus groups and, you know, designs and go through different artists designing with different designs and logos and all that stuff.
And just the number one thing is you can't guarantee that everybody's going to like it or that
a
lot of people are going to like it. And I mean, I guess the only way you can kind of go about that is if you have a true 100% authentic fan vote. And then you say, well, listen, this is what the fans chose.
Now those all get, because those are generally done on the internet.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
with all the bots and yeah, stuff like that, you can't even really do that anymore either.
Sure. So anyway, like the long and the short of it is, guys, trust me, if you weren't with us yesterday, we were saluting Josh Harris for committing so much of his own money and his group's money towards the construction of a new stadium at RFK, which is really, really important to the sentimentality of this fan base. And I said, and I pointed out, hey, man, he chose not to change the name from Commanders to whatever because he thought it was too risky, too expensive, too much of a hassle. And he also thought, oh, by the way, Commanders is fine, which is what I said. So that was the only reason why the name came up yesterday.
I mean, I would argue he was busy, too. The guy had to replace a GM, a head coach. They had a number two overall draft.
But people
a lot of
said,
to focus on.
But people said, and I've heard it on this station, oh, you can walk and chew gum at the same time. Yeah, you can do two things at one time.
He's also running the Sixers and the Devils.
Right. They don't want to hear about that. But just from a Commander's perspective, oh, by the way, he clearly said from day one, and he's not wrong, finding a new stadium was, again, the number one off-field business priority. Changing around the fortunes of the football franchise, which is how you make money, how you do this, was clearly the number one thing. And hiring the right people and hiring Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and drafting Jaden Daniels and changing around the culture of the franchise, truly changing around, that was number one on football operations side. Number one on business operations side was to find a new stadium. It is complicated. It is very, 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 very complicated and will remain complicated. The point of the matter is all of you guys getting upset at me for bringing up the name game again? Again, it was just a point of comparison. It was, hey, man, I salute you, Josh Harris, for doing the right thing, for putting all the money in, supposedly, reportedly, to the new RFK Stadium project, which I didn't think he was going to do. I thought it would be much less. We'll see how it ultimately turns out. He chose, going back to RFK, he chose that as a top priority, not the name game, not the name that many of you can't stand. And I applaud him for that. That's how it came up. So just so everybody knows, there was no... I see all these people, and maybe I'm guilty of overreacting. I see all these people mad at me and kind of going, you're a loser, you're this, you're that. The only guy that got it was my guy Spencer. He said, people need to stop tying this to you personally. You moderate the issue from an objective sports journalistic perspective. You have no dog in the fight. I think folks get confused because we have homers in your space. And he names, you know, a bunch of my colleagues. But you're not them. No, I'm not a homer. I never will be. I tell you the truth exactly as I see it, whether I'm right or wrong. And for somebody to say I'm a loser because I brought up a point of comparison, I don't know, man. That just shows me not only the trouble that we're in as a society, but it also just shows me what, honestly, the small part of this fan base that I'll never see eye to eye with, and that's just the nicest way to say it. That's just the nicest way I can say it.
I feel that.
And that's it, you know? So I still don't get why the name is so bad. I still don't get why people are so mad.
I don't love the name either.
You know, they, as usual, they have no solution.
I'm glad they didn't change the colors. Like, that's the thing, though. I don't love the name, but I'm glad they kept the colors.
Fine.
So
you don't have to love the name. It's the people that hate the name or the people that loathe the name that I don't understand. It's not that I'm saying you don't have a right to feel however you want.
There are other team names I also hate around the NFL. Just think they're bad. Like the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
What does a Titan have to do with Tennessee?
Just, there's so many names. Like the Packers.
That at least has a history to the area.
And that's why Redskins was worth fighting for, even though it is a legally defined or dictionary defined slur. My point being is it was a football team's name. It was designed in a very, very, very different era. And again, I understand Chiefs and all. I don't want to relitigate the name debate. My point being is Commanders, okay? Redskins gone, never coming back. Commanders is what I still don't understand. I still have not been able to comprehend why people loathe that name. I just don't understand it. And I don't understand why people get so mad if I just make a comparative point. I thought it was a pretty smart point. Josh Harris had two big decisions. Change the name, go back and find a new stadium home. He chose to do nothing about one, which was the right call, and he's doing everything about the other. And he's doing the right thing, at least as far as I can tell, about the other. Kudos to Josh Harris. I was trying to compliment the owner, but people somehow think I'm a loser, which tells me a lot about you. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. Time for a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980. All right, the Nationals lost 3 out of 4 in Pittsburgh. Not good after losing 2 out of 3 in Miami last weekend. Tonight, they will head to Colorado and try and take on and win a series against the 3-15 Colorado Rockies. Yuck. 8:40, the first pitch, 106.7, the Fan from Coors Field. Nationals 7-12. They'll throw Mackenzie Gore against Chase Dolander of the Rockies, who has a 5.06 ERA. Gore with a 3.52 ERA, despite a 1-2 record. Meanwhile, the Capitals getting set for the Montreal Canadiens. The Stanley Cup playoffs will begin over the weekend, but the Capitals-Canadiens series doesn't begin until Monday night. The NHL setting and announcing an attendance record surpassing 23 million fans for the first time in its history, over 1,300-plus regular season games. That, according to the league, represents 96.9% of capacity, so that is certainly good for business. And how about this? Back to baseball for a sec. Former National Patrick Corbin missed a start for the Texas Rangers. Actually, made the start. He almost didn't make the start because he was bit on the foot by an insect 2 days before. And he had venom in his body, so the story says, from ESPN.
Like a fire ant?
I guess. And he almost couldn't walk to his start and to the mound. And yet, he won a game on Wednesday. How about that? On the Team 980, that's what's trending.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I promise we're not going to talk about this all day long. We have plenty of other things to get to. Deion Sanders is responding to criticism over Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders' retirement. Retirement of their jerseys, I should say. We have more on the NFL draft. I want to bounce around to some other positions and kind of go and try and figure out what other position group makes the most sense outside of edge pass rusher if the Commanders stay at 29. We're also going to give you something ESPN did, because they've been doing a lot of good work, and we try and mention it every chance we get. They provide today their latest, Matt Miller and Jordan Reed, two of their draft analysts, two selections for every first rounder. And basically what they did was they make one pick, one need pick, I should say, and one value pick. So we'll go through that. But I want to get to the phones at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Maybe I overreact to the criticism based on headlines that our multimedia staff, quite honestly put out as promotion for the show. It was not a big part of the show, in my estimation. It was kudos to Josh Harris, and yet because people choose to just accuse before they actually read or listen, in almost every case, they think that I'm beating up on the team name as some sort of like war agenda instead of actually talking about what's in the news and what's important. And I don't know. It just sat wrong with me. And any chance I have to defend common sense, I'm going to. All right, let's get to you on the phones. Let's go to Chris in Silver Spring in the leadoff spot here on the Team 980. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Hi, Chris. I like your name.
I like yours, too.
Thank you, Chris. You know what? We got three Chris's. We got Metal Chris, we got me, Chris, and we got you, Chris.
CK in the building, too.
Yeah, CK's back, too. Absolutely. He's another Chris. Chris's are running wild, baby. Anyway.
So I was thinking part of the reason people have so much problem with the Commander's name is the way we were given the name. And what I mean, if you remember, when we first found out it was changing and became the Washington Football Team, we all got told we got the vote on the name. The popular choice was the Red Wolves. We mysteriously got told Minnesota Timberwolves, trademark infringements, we can't have that. Mm-hmm. Then we were going to be the Red Hawks. Forget the reason we couldn't have that. Nowhere on the list was the name Commanders.
Correct.
but all of a sudden it was shoved down our throat.
Well, let me just stop you before I give you a chance to finish up. The way I interpreted it, and I've done research on this, so maybe I'm still wrong, I don't know, is they said you would have input, not that it would actually be up for a fan vote, meaning, okay, you guys are going to get to completely decide this 100%. Is that right or is that wrong?
You may be correct in their wording, and that's what it was.
Yeah.
Me as a fan and many other fans,
you took that as...
We were actually voting on the name.
Okay, yeah. That's
so maybe that was...
That's not how it was presented, but I understand the confusion. So maybe they should have done listen, I think we could all agree. The people that were here were dealing with a maniac in Dan Snyder, and
absolutely
also were completely overmatched. That's all there is to it.
Absolutely. I just think the biggest problem with the name is exactly how it was.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody really voted on it. It was never on the list. And it was basically like Dan Schneider's big last blank you saying, ha ha, you're stuck with this now and I'm out of here.
I gotcha. If people look at it that way, which is not the way I look at it, but again, everybody's entitled to look at things differently. I do get some of that frustration. I do get that. But I will just say this. At some point, and this is me, this is my opinion, this is my feeling, at some point, life is not exactly what we all want, right? We have to deal with things
absolutely
that we don't always want to deal with, or things that get decided for us, and we have to abide by them. Rules, laws, guidelines, policies, procedures, work, family, whatever the case, government, whatever. So we just, at some point, just gotta move on. And that's what I guess I struggle with the most. But I do understand your frustration, Chris, and I appreciate the phone call. I'll let you run on that so we can get one more here, then we'll take the time out so we can stay on track. AA Athan is in Annapolis. And I know, AA, I love you, but I know we are on opposite sides of this. I get it. But I hope you understand where I'm coming from, that I just don't understand why we can't just all move past this.
Well, Chris, you mentioned before about people attacking you on Twitter, and obviously they're doing that with their phones. So they're telephone tough guys, boys and girls. So consider the source on the audience.
Very fair.
Talking to you. They don't know you as a person, and they're attacking you. They do the same thing to me. It's just a very divisive, polarizing topic. I've heard Doc with you before. Like, Doc, grew up with racism, and he didn't know, what his name was or how he was supposed to be referred to until he was, 12 or 13. And my heart breaks for anybody that has experienced racism. I have myself. My stance on it is a couple things, and I'll put it out there, is the previous caller mentioned the survey and what have you, but they surveyed the former players too, and just about everybody, according to Charles Mann, said they didn't like the Commanders, yet they still went with the Commanders' name. The second thing is they changed the name because Fred Smith, he got screwed by Dan Snyder on money,
right?
And Fred Smith went to all the people with Bank of America, and FedEx says, oh, we're all offended now. They piggybacked off of the events that were going on in society.
Correct.
And to force it to all of a sudden say Redskins was racist, okay? It's like I said before, they took the hail to the Redskins away, replaced it with the hail to the Commanders. It's a bunch of BS. It's at the end of the day, it's just the way things were done, because it was about money. You go look at the FSU Noles, you go look at the Chicago Blackhawks, you go look at the Chiefs, the war chant, all that stuff. Nobody's offended by that stuff. It's all what fits the narrative and what the cup of tea is, and that's what it is for me at the end of the day. But at the end of the day, and not to offend anybody or whatever, but nobody looks, there's racist names for everyone, unfortunately. Nobody looks at a Native American and says, hey, there goes that Redskin. If they say that about Doc Walker, they're talking about the former player. And that's just my stance on it. And that's why the team, I understand what Josh did. He's a businessman at the end of the day. They need a new stadium. They weren't getting it with the Redskins' name. I get it, okay? But at the end of the day, taking away, like listen to the fight song. Hail to the Redskins. We salute them. Hail victory. We're not mocking Native Americans. It's not intended that way, but everybody's got an opinion. Everybody's got money, some more than others. And my pockets are not deep enough to make that much of a difference. And that's my stance on it.
Understood. Thank you, AA, as always. And even though we disagree, right? Again, people get mad at me for saying, hey, man, Redskins name was worth fighting for. I understand how derogatory people have taken that name and how insulted and this and that. I understand it all. I've heard it all. And I'm not telling you I'm right on it. But what I am telling you is I understood the fight to keep and save Redskins. I don't understand the fight and never have and never will. Although, again, but you see, even with Chris in Silver Spring, that started off the calls. We were told we were going to vote on it. That was never part of the agenda.
I think we just voted on the mascot, right? Wasn't that the one?
Yes.
Yeah.
They were told that they would be given input.
Sure.
Input is different than deciding and voting.
Well, sure. It's like when you tell your boss something and they're not really interested, and they're like, oh, we'll take note of your suggestion. And that's the last you're going to hear about
it.
That's what they were doing. They're taking your input and putting it in the circular file.
I've heard that a lot in my 29-year career. Back in a flash on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app. Stay with us. Ah, this is one of the best tunes still. All these years later, I love Destiny's Child and that tune.
So love it. So what if we did all vote? Could we change the team name to the Washington Chris's? Are there enough of us?
I think so.
I think so.
I suggested to them Washington Roosters. You want to name it the Washington Cockadoodle-Doos?
Heck yeah.
I mean,
South
let's
Carolina
do it.
South Carolina might have a problem with that.
The Washington Metal Chris's?
Heck yeah.
I mean, you know, they should do something smart like that.
Yeah, smart. That'd be what that kind of marketing is.
Yeah. Let's get to our pal Dr. Sabah, who... Doc, I just saw your message to me, and you made me laugh as always. Yeah. I knew, and Kevin wouldn't let you talk about this while I was stuck in traffic. But I'll let you go talk about it. Go right ahead.
I got some guy on Twitter calling me Dr. Quack Sabar or something. Like, at least he doesn't know how to spell my name. Thank God for that. First of all, Athens 100% correct on his analysis, and he stays calm. We all need to stay calm. I don't understand why this is so divisive. I think if you look at the psychology of people, particularly the fans, now, no offense, Chris, but I just don't count you in it. Like, if you polled me on what does it feel like to be a man, I can't answer it.
That's fair.
Okay, that'd be
a
new thing. Okay, so I can assume. I mean, you know, if there's a big campaign out there to take the bar off of bicycles for boys, and I'm like, no, don't leave the bike the same. Well, I really don't have any rights to talk about that because I don't have that stuff going on in between my legs. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So anyhow, so a lot of times in psychology, what happens is people get upset when other people fight for something they really want when they think they're going to lose. They'd rather just quit than lose. It makes them feel better. It's called egocentric instead of ego dystonic. And I think that's what's going on with the fans when they tell people to shut up, nobody cares. Actually, the majority of the people do care about our name and our identity. And I do not begrudge people who want to leave it alone. That's fine. But we're all fans of this team. So when you use things like Armada and Scorpions, you're being hyperbolic. No, we will hate that too because that is not our identity. I was okay with Skins, Americans, Natives, something that still meant who we are. Like I give this example all the time. If they want to call you Christopher versus Chris, it's the same. But if they call you Johnny, it's not the same. That's what I'm talking about. And when they talk about us older people dying off soon and they don't care about us, they want the 30 and under crowd. But guess what our kids are? They're under 30. And so I have the money to buy these tickets. I have the money to buy all the paraphernalia. I have the money to buy the TV that watches the games. And guess who's going to be watching and going to the games with me? My kids. And that's how we indoctrinate those people. It's not this new name, this new expansion team. So if Josh Harris thinks he's as smart as he is, Moving the team to RFK does nothing for someone like me and then my kids, because I'm going to ignore the team. I'm not buying nothing, and I'm not going to the games. He needs to bring the team's identity back. It doesn't have to be Redskins. It can be the identity of the team back, and then he'll make all his money back. And one last thing, you say they can't go to RFK if they have the name. I'm predicting that it won't pass unless they put the name back. I think that's what our current administration is going to try to do, because they understand what happened and how it got changed was because of money. No one cared anything about the Native Americans. If they did, they would have kept our name, because the Native Americans like the name, just like they like Blackhawks and Seminoles and Chiefs. Okay? So that's my say. But I love you.
Love you too, Doc. Have a great weekend. As always, thanks for a strong, opinionated phone call. Whether you agree with her or disagree with her, Dr. Sabah always stands up for what she believes.
We'd just like to clear up, that was not the current presidential administration that made those comments. It was a senator from Montana who clearly has a lot to do with this area's heritage and culture, being a senator from Montana that was trying to do that.
Correct.
And then he was trying to attach it to some bill, and it didn't get attached.
I would also at least question how Washington Americans or you know, something like that, as Doc was pointing out, how that is more part of their identity than Commanders.
I'm also just not sure how the government can force someone to name anything you own anything. Like, if you want to name your car something, the government's like, no, you can't call your car Betsy. Yeah. You're going to call it Bertha.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, why would they have any choice in that? We do have a First Amendment, right?
We can't
still name other things we own, whatever we want.
But when it comes to getting public funding and the land, that was the issue. They did control that. So it's leverage in politics and power plays.
Yeah,
all right, we got to take a time out. It's almost 2 o'clock right here. End of hour number one, WWE's Byron Saxton from WrestleMania in Las Vegas, a Burke, Virginia native and a Commanders fan, joins us at 3 o'clock, an hour from now. More of your calls coming up next.